Looks like a couple of stitches right now, and we'll give it some time to see how he's feeling tomorrow. But other than that, I don't have anything for you.
After last game, you were talking about the players needing a little separation from you. What can that do for them?
Well, I think it's just I'm not sure that we've ever had a Christmas that the guys didn't want a little separation from the coach, right? The same thing that you guys enjoyed. A little mental day off of what you do every day. So we have a kind of an unusual job here. You go every day for the most part, and then most of our days off come off a flight where you're getting in late, and it's mostly recovery. So it's good to get a few days and spend some time with your family and make you appreciate all the good things you have and come back excited.
You had talked as well in that same scrum about, you know, having been in a bad mood for a while, and they said in there, yeah, we've been in a bad mood too. Do you need to shake that and maybe it's not that you guys aren't being more positive, but what's the damage of...
No, you know what? I think we've been appropriately moody. Hasn't been like you're driving them every day without... being positive. So we've been positive when we should be, and we've gone hard after the things that have put, you know, made us grumpy. I think there's been a good balance there. Haven't come to work in a mood for the mood's sake, you know. I don't think we've lost any games because we weren't being positive enough or let anything slip away because we were being too casual in what we're doing. It's a grind at that time of year and this time of year at times. So I think we've gotten that part right.
Did the 3 days off for you bring any revelations or changes in the way you might attack this second half? Or
no, we just no. I guess the simple answer, no. A pretty good idea of what I'm looking for, areas of improvement with our group, and things you might do in terms of combinations if some things don't catch hold or they don't improve. But nothing, no epiphanies.
What have you seen out of the Pittsburgh Penguins this year? They've kind of been not themselves this year.
But sometimes maybe just a little bit like their playoffs. They kind of left every game thinking they've probably had enough chances to score. The puck's not going in the net for them. I've had some important injuries to their team. Their goaltender, big piece to that, and Letang, a real important defenseman for them. You watch them play, they still get plenty to win enough hockey games, and our challenge is going to be to keep them on the outside and not let them. I mean, they still do some things in games that are impressive.
Do you have an update on Andrei Pavlik's recovery?
Yeah, nothing other than he's training hard. He's right where we expected him to be.
I don't know, Paul. Maybe there's too much water that goes under the bridge between games, but there's a lot of people that talk about that Pittsburgh game here that you guys played and it being one of the most entertaining games for a lot of reasons last year. Can you draw anything from that game going into the game tomorrow against Pittsburgh and make comparisons, or as I suggested, there's just too much time has passed and it's a year later?
You have a certain expectation of the style of game that's going to be played. Every team comes in, they have their own. That one was very fast and got real nasty and physical. Both teams have found their way to the penalty box an awful lot, not necessarily with fighting majors, but it's going to be it'll be that kind of game, I would think. But I would expect it to be similar in that puck got up and down the ice very quick for both teams.